welcome to our ordinary council meeting for Wednesday the 28th of May. I'd like to declare the meeting open at 5:32 and in doing so respectfully acknowledge the Gadiyara people whose land we're on this evening, respectfully acknowledging the contribution of Gadiyara elders past, present and future in all working together for the betterment of the future city of Port Hedland. Welcome. Okay, item two, recording of attendance and apologies. Attendance as listed there with some changes. Item 2.2, apologies, Councillor Penny Taylor. And 2.3, approval leave of absence with Councillor Gillingham, with attendance including now Councillor George DeCash. Item 3, response to previous questions taken on notice. 3.1, questions from the public at the ordinary council meeting held on Wednesday the 30th of April 2014, there are nil. 3.2, questions from elected members at the ordinary council meeting held on Wednesday the 30th of April 2014. Item 3.2.1, Councillor Gillingham as listed. Item 4, public time. Public, this is your time. Just an important note, this meeting is being recorded on audio tape as an additional record of the meeting and to assist with the minute taking, which may be released upon request of third party. If you do not give permission for recording of your participation, please indicate this at the outset. The public is also reminded, in accordance with section 20.3, the Town of Port Hedland local law on standing orders, nobody shall use any visual or vocal electronic device or instrument to record the proceedings of any meeting unless that person has been given permission by the presiding member to do so. So with that, I'd like to declare public question time 4.1 open at 5:34. Are there any public questions? If I can have a show of hands, please. Public questions. Okay, I declare public question time closed at 5:34. I'd now like to declare public statement time, item 4.2, item at 5:34. Are there any public statements? If so, please just state your name nice and clear. Disappoint me, Mr. Carter? No public statements? Goodness.
Just observing tonight.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, if there's no public statements, I'll declare public statement time closed at 5:35. Thank you very much. Okay, item 5, questions from members without notice. Deputy Mayor Jacob?
None, Madam Mayor. Thank you very much.
Councillor DeCash?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Just one. The palm trees on Wilson Street, just across the road from Woolworths, they seem to be dying. I mean, there's a few. Do we know what the reason why they're perishing the way they are?
Acting CEO, perhaps to the director of engineering.
Director engineering, Sensei.
Through the chair, I know they've had some problems with the irrigation down there, but I'm not sure if that's actually caused the issue for the trees or not. So I'd have to take that on notice and get back to them.
Through the chair. If there's a chance to save the ones that are alive, can we try to do that? Thank you. That's all, Madam Mayor. Thank you.
Thanks, Councillor DeCash. Councillor Hooper?
Nothing, thank you, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Hunt?
Nothing, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Butts?
Nothing, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Melville?
No, nothing, thank you, Madam Mayor.
All right, thank you. Okay, item 6, declaration by members to have given due consideration to all matters contained in the business paper presented before us. If I could please have a show of hands. Let it record 7-0. Okay, item 7, confirmation of the minutes of the previous meeting. 7.1, confirmation of the minutes of the ordinary meeting of council held on Wednesday the 30th of April 2014. Are there any points of clarification? Move, Councillor Hunt, seconded Councillor Jacob. Do I have any against? Motion carried 7-0. Announcements by presiding member without discussion. I'll leave it as is. Item 9, reports by elected members without discussion. Deputy Mayor Jacob.
Madam Mayor, thank you very much. I attended earlier this month the Regional Airport Development Conference in Brisbane, at which Peter, our Program Director of Airport Redevelopment, Mr. Brett Reese, presented, and a very good presentation it was. So I'd like to congratulate you on that. You gave, you put forward Port Hedland in a very positive light, and certainly my reflections of the conference was that as an airport, Port Hedland is among the higher performing regional airport and is tracking well with regards to its implementation to best practices and further development improvements in regards to opportunities of where we are going with our redevelopment program there. Also, as part of the airport program, we actually had some very interesting discussions with Newman in particular to investigate inter-regional routes, the opportunities of perhaps what we have termed now the Awesome Triangle, which encompasses Karratha, Port Hedland, the town of Newman, and to see if we can't investigate opportunities to attract inter-route traffic so that we can get one of the either Qantas or Virgin or other airlines interested in getting the route between Newman and Port Hedland, specifically because there is a medical need, there are business requirements for that tourism and indeed recreational opportunities. So we're going to further develop those discussions through our PAGS, which is the Pilbara Airport Group, to investigate opportunities for that. Also through the month, we have had several meetings in relation to the airport again with Virgin and Garuda to talk about international route opportunities and just informing them on keeping them on our airport redevelopment program, which has been really good. I'm really proud to say that the airport in the last, since Mr. Reese's engagement has come a long way in its program development, in its master planning, in its efficiency. So with the latest review on the governance model, I think we've got some good things happening in that space. Secondly, I did attend the Regional Development Australia Pilbara meeting, which was held in Perth, and at that meeting there was a, for the first time ever, that government at all levels did meet. So we had our local government, our regional body, which was the Pilbara Regional Council. We had the Regional Development Australia Pilbara, which is the federal government arm. And then we had the PDC all in one location, talking to pretty much create a forum which they will continue to meet at all levels, so that we are having discussions about the Pilbara involving federal, state and local governments, which is the first time it's ever happened. And I think it's a great achievement that that has happened and that now there is a forum for all levels of government who, at this time of in history, it's quite interesting that the various board members on those organisations actually cross into each of those levels of government. So I think that's a real positive move, and I think we'll watch this space and see where that comes from. And that's all I have to report.
Thank you, Councillor Jake. Councillor DeCash.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. My main report is that I attended the PRC Pilbara Kimberley Forum in Jakarta earlier this month, and councillors, I will forward my report by Friday to, by this Friday to all councillors, and also to you, Madam Mayor, and the CEO. By the way, the CEO did hand in his report, which was quite well done. The other thing, I attended the Northwest Festival launch, which was well received by all. Attended the opening of the Walwork Road Bridge. Again, that was a big plus for the town, and everyone appreciated the bridge being open now instead of the traffic hold-up. And I also attended a citizenship ceremony on Monday, which was well done with 70 new Australians on board. So, yeah, pretty busy, but... well done to everyone. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor DeCash. Councillor Hooper?
Yes, along with George, attended the Northwest Festival launch. I enjoyed that, and I believe that's going to be a fantastic venue and opportunity for the town. I've been having people coming up and talking to me about that for the last couple of weeks. The bridge opening is fantastic. Everyone's enjoying that. The one thing that I'd like to just highlight, I guess, out of this last month was the opening of the Osprey village that went off in the weekend, and having wonderful reviews from all the people. People who came through had a good look, those who are living there. It's a fantastic little place, and I only came across one person who wasn't overly excited about what had gone on, and that was only because they thought they were going out to a bird aviary where they'd see ospreys. But other than that, it's a fantastic little village. I look forward to seeing it develop. It's going to grow as the trees get bigger. It's going to grow to a great little place, which I have to say was not many people's initial thought of the Osprey village. They thought it was boxy, they thought it was small, but once you see it all in place and what they've done to it, very impressed.
Thank you, Councillor Hooper. Councillor Hunt?
Yes, Madam Mayor, I attended the bi-monthly meeting of the Port Hedland Retirement Village, and as I mentioned in the last report, the underground storage is now well and truly installed, so that highlighted the need to upgrade the toilet and kitchen facilities. So the board are looking to upgrade both the toilet and kitchen facilities to make it a wonderful amenity for the residents there and for any other members of the public that care to use the hall. I also attended the National Simultaneous Reading Day, reading Too Many Bears in This House, and it was a beautiful book, and the children really enjoyed it, and I enjoyed reading it to them. In addition to attending many of the same events that my fellow councillors have attended as well this week.
Thank you, Councillor Hunt. Councillor Butson?
Yes, along with the other council members, I attended the opening for the Northwest Festival launch. That's it.
Thank you, Councillor Melville.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I also attended the Northwest Festival launch, and I must say that Councillor Hooper and Dekash did quite a good job in their formal duties. That was a wonderful night, so thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, councillors, for your efforts over the past month. Okay, item 10, petitions, deputations, presentations, submissions. We have listed 10.1, First Class Constable Sean Coles. Unfortunately, something has come up and he's unable to present tonight, though we are making arrangements so that he can present in the next fortnight. So we'll keep that one on hold. So without any further ado, before we commence the reports of officers, just a disclaimer, members of the public are cautioned against taking any action on council decisions on items on this evening's agenda in which they may have an interest until formal notification in writing by the town has been received. Decisions made at this meeting can be revoked pursuant to the Local Government Act 1995. And with that done, item 11, reports of officers. Item 11.1, point one, delegated planning, building and environmental health approvals and orders for April 2014. And we have the recommendation at the top there with our new format on page 11. Are there any points of clarification?
Yes, Madam Mayor.
Or a declaration of interest?
No, no, just yep. Want to ask a question.
Sure.
On page 19, the second one down, unauthorised residential structures, it was adjourned until 9th of May 2014. Did an outcome come out of that?
Acting CEO to the Director of Planning and Development.
Through the Chair, at the time of the report being prepared for Council, we had received an outcome. I still need to touch base with the Council officers to determine whether there has been an outcome.
Are you happy to take it on notice?
Yes, thank you, Madam. Thank you.
Any other points of clarification?
No, not
so. Move, Councillor Jacobs. Seconded, Councillor Hunt. Do I have any against? Motion carried 7-0. Okay. Item 11.1.2, consideration of public comments. Major land transaction with Max Services Group Proprietary Limited. Pretty poor mixed-use caravan park with the recommendation at the top of page 20. Do I have any points of clarification?
There are no points of clarification, so moved.
I have a mover in Councillor Hooper. I have a seconder in Councillor Jacob. Just wondering, with the mover and seconder's permission, would I perhaps, and only if you're happy to consider it, consider after and development proposals to facilitate delivery of a tourist park, could I perhaps squeeze in and or retirement slash lifestyle village consistent with the town and community expectations? Would you be happy to sneak that in?
It just expands the options. I don't see a problem with that.
Do you see a problem with that,
second? I'm quite happy to second that, madam mayor.
Are you happy with that? Yes. So still happy to move, Councillor Hooper. Seconded, Councillor Jacob. Do I have any against? Motion carried 7-0. Okay, we're now on to item 11.1.3, proposed memorandum of understanding, eligibility assessment for Port Haven community rooms.
Now,
it is page 36, but we also have a new one that has yellow highlights on. Do members in the gallery have a copy of this one? Happy to give mine if you like.
No, I've got two.
Alright, so everyone's got the copies there. Are there any points of clarification, or would anyone like to move or second one of those options?
We have them. You go.
Councillor Cash?
Point of clarification. The one. I still can't understand why the council can't make a few dollars out of this proposal.
So your question, Councillor Cash?
Yes. Question. Well, the question is, why can't council make a few dollars out of this proposal? Why should the Port Hedland and the Chamber of Commerce get all the profits out of what they make out of this disagreement?
Okay, I'll answer that, Councillor De Cash. So we have an existing agreement with the Port Hedland Chamber of Commerce, and this is our existing contribution that recognises our support of the business community in town and has done so through the Port Hedland Chamber of Commerce and Industry. So that's felt that we've always wanted to make a contribution to the local business community. Of course you can. Acting CEO.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Part of this agenda item is seeking to put, an expiry on the current arrangement, so that will afford the town the opportunity in a three-year time period to revisit what its intentions and desires might be with respect to that agreement.
Thank you, Madam.
Do I have any other points of clarification? Councillor Jacob.
Just a query with regards to the KPIs. Will we, as elected members, have a view of the KPIs and input into the KPIs prior to them?
Yes, so that will be workshopped, and we can provide that feedback and work those up together with the Chief Executive Officer or his delegate. So certainly the CEO was keen, and certainly I have ideas, and I'm sure everyone on the table has some ideas, so we'll all be involved in that process.
No, Madam, without any more questions, I'm happy for the recommendation to be carried through.
So the one that's highlighted, the latest edition, which has the three-year time period on there?
That's right.
Move, Councillor Jacob, seconded Councillor Hooper. Do I have any against? Motion carried 7-0. Thank you. So that item, as you've received there, members of the public, has been passed. But please wait until you receive your formal notification, which I'm sure staff will get to you very soon. Okay, we are now on to page 43. Item 11.2.1, Kingsford Smith Business Park Progress Report.
Madam Mayor, I'd like to confirm I have a financial interest and that I have financial interest in the
Financial interest, shares above the threshold. Councillor Hunt.
Same as I, Madam Mayor, financial interest because of our shares in BHP above the threshold.
Councillor De Cash, thank you.
Madam Mayor, I also have a financial interest in this agenda item as an employee of BHP.
Thank you. Financial interest, Councillor Melville. Okay, councillors, you may have seen from your emails this afternoon that we have put in a request for a reduced quorum and reduced absolute majority. We did receive correspondence today from Vern McKay, the Acting Director of Local Government Regulation and Support, and they have granted our application to reduce the number of members required for a quorum to 4, to reduce the number of offices of member to 4, to make an absolute majority decision at this council meeting, and it is for this item only. So we still have 4 members here, so we are still okay. Do I have any points of clarification?
Yes, Madam Mayor, I do. Madam Mayor, with regards to, in particular, point 2 of the officer's recommendation, my question is with regards to the costs associated with the subdivision of lot 412. Mm-hmm. I'm querying it why the cost is not attributed to Bunnings, given they have requested a smaller portion of the land that was initially advertised as part of the RFP. I do understand that the officer comments that there will be a cost rectification in the sale of the other 2 lots that have been created due to the subdivision. My point is that in any other normal developmental application, the land cost is based on the fact that if you buy a bigger portion of land, one would pay for that land at a reduced cost. So therefore, as the proponent, if you get a smaller cost of land, in a commercial reality, the cost is more. In this instance, we have a portion of land that was attributed for RFP, which was then requested to be reduced by the proponent, which has not adjusted its cost per metre rate because it's got smaller, it still remained the same. And now the town is being asked to pay for subdivisional costs. My point is that if any other developer dealt with, per se, a land court, and they requested that, then the cost to reduce the size of the land that was offered and the cost thereafter would probably be attributed to the developer. So my question is, why is the town paying roughly $700,000 to subdivide a block of land that has a value, that will return a value, but why is the town taking on the cost without attributing a pro rata portion back to the developer, which has requested that land be made smaller?
Thanks for your question. Acting CEO?
If I may defer to Director of Engineering Services or Planning and Development, please.
I'll have the first crack. So the land transaction between the town and Bunnings was in particular for a parcel of land, which was, I guess, the divided portion existing on 412. The options that are available to the town from then on was to put it simply, draw a line straight up the middle and sell off the other parcel of land, which would be a huge cost at all to council. But it would be a difficult parcel of land given the shape and irregularity of the block. We workshopped the option to subdivide the land and construct a road adjoining Bunnings parcel of land with councillors. And at that time, councillors resolved on, not formally resolved, but at the workshop, directing our officers to pursue the alternate subdivision, which created 3 or 4 lots plus construction of the road. So the option to incur those costs for the new subdivision was as a direct result of that workshop with the councillors. It wasn't as a result of Bunnings requiring that road to go in its place. Does that make sense? Or?
Yes, so that's to me. Are you happy with that, Council?
Just through you, Madam Mayor, again. I guess my point is that there was already a return to Council at no cost. So the change to a smaller size block and to develop that, the costs involved with subdivision was never presented to Council at workshop. So there was never an understanding that it was going to be around about $700,000 for us to subdivide. So understand that there was a workshop to say that there would be a subdivision of the other blocks, and it made sense for the size of the land to be chopped up. The costs were never advised. And
so your question, Councillor?
My question is, should there be a consideration that, given that the land is now being subdivided because the request was from the original proponent that they don't want that all that land, is it right that the council should pick up all of that without there being a measure of proportion to the previous developer?
Through the chair, my understanding is the major land transaction between the town and Bunnings is specific, and it relates to just the land transaction for that portion of block 412. It doesn't specify any compensation or granting of costs or recovery of costs for any future subdivision. So my advice is I don't believe we have any recourse to recoup those funds from Bunnings, given the decision the council has made over the previous land transaction.
Thank you.
Last question. And I'm happy to take this on notice. Given that we've now got two extra plots of land as part of the subdivision, I would like a report back as to the cost versus the return on income from those three blocks of land, as opposed to if Bunnings took the whole lot. Does that make sense? So we have a value if Bunnings was to take what was put out for tender. And then we now have a cost to create three new lots. I would like to see what I would like it returned to elected members, the return on income, potential return on income for those three blocks versus the cost against what would have happened. So if the council is...
No, I think the director's got the question. So if that's all, everyone's happy.
Right.
So I have a recommendation here. We have that question taken on notice. Do I have any further points of clarification? Do I have a mover? Move Councillor Hooper. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Butson. Do I have any against? Motion carried 4-0, which gives us, under this request application that's been granted, it does give us that absolute majority. Thank you very much, councillors. Welcome back.
Thank you.
You make your way to the table, just letting you know, the officer's recommendation was passed 4-0, and we had received a request for a reduced quorum and a reduced absolute majority, and we were granted that request of four members, so we were able to execute that decision. Okay, on page 48, item 11.2.2, Main Roads Western Australia, acquisition of portion of lot 2443, Great Northern Highway. The officer's recommendation on page 48. Do I have any points of clarification?
No points, Madam Mayor. So
move Councillor Jacobs, seconded Councillor Hunt. Do I have any against? Motion carried 7-0. Okay, page 52. Item 11.2.3, Pole Aviation lease and landing fees, with the recommendation at the top of the page. Do I have any points of clarification?
So
move Councillor Hunt, seconded Councillor Hooper. Do I have any against? Motion carried 7-0. On page 58, item 11.2.4, award of request for tender 14-01, cleaning of Town of Port Hedland facilities, various, with the officer's recommendation there. Do I have any points of clarification?
No points, Madam Mayor, so moved.
Moved, and I have a seconder in Councillor Hunt, and I have a value of $299,925. So that's excluding GST for the period 9th of June 2014 to 8th of June 2017. So still happy, movers and seconders. Do I have any against? Motion carried 7-0. Okay, item 11.2.5 on page 62, construction of South Island Youth Space and Skate Park Facility procurement process, with the officer's recommendation at the top of the page. Thank you, Councillor Hunt.
Madam Mayor, I'd also like to have a financial. I've got a financial interest, BHP and FMG I mentioned, and I've got the shares above the threshold.
Thank you, Councillor De Cash.
Madam Mayor, I also have the financial interest being a BHP employee.
Thank you, Councillor Melville. Having a little discussion out there already. Okay, we only have four members remaining. I don't believe we still have a quorum for the consideration of this item.
No.
No quorum?
No.
Okay, so unfortunately, councillors, as much as we'd like to, we cannot consider this item until we have a quorum. So it'll be brought back at the next available opportunity. The agendas are sort of set. So thank you, councillors, as you resume your seat at the table. Unfortunately, we did not have a quorum to be able to consider that item, so I'll be brought back at the next available opportunity. Okay, item 11.2.6, Port Hedland International Airport Electrical Upgrade Budget Modifications. We have the officer's recommendation at page 66. Do I have any points of clarification?
No points, Madam Mayor. So moved.
Moved, Councillor Jacobs. Seconded, Councillor Hunt. Do I have any against? Motion carried 7-0. Now I think we're up to page 82. 11.3, community development. Item 11.3.1, Grattwood Point Centre Gym, community consultation, YMCA. Do I have any points of clarification?
No points, so moved.
Move, Councillor Hunt, seconded Councillor Hooper. Do I have any against? Motion carried 7-0. Okay, we're on page 96. Item 11.3.2, endorsement of community facilities, bond matrices, with the officer's recommendation on page 96. Now, I know there was circulated, I think it may be on the screen behind us. Following the agenda briefing session, that there's an amended recommendation, which has part three. Request the CEO or his delegate to advertise the proposed bond matrices for the public comment and report any outcomes to elected members. Requires a simple majority vote. I have a mover and Councillor De Cash, seconded Councillor Hooper. Do I have any against? Motion carried 7-0. Item 11.3.3, Tender 14-07, Port Hedland Community Planning, Open Space and Infrastructure Master Plan, a plan for community open space and associated infrastructure through to 2024, with the officer's recommendation at the top there, page 106. Do I have any points of clarification?
No points, Madam Mayor. So moved.
Move, Councillor Jacobs, seconded. Councillor Hunt, with the insertion of the value $216,752. That's going to be quite cheap there for a moment. Excluding GST, sorry about that. Still happy movers and seconders?
Yep.
Do I have any against? Motion carried 7-0. Okay. Item 11.4.1, Draft Budget 2014-15 to dash 2017-18, with the officer's recommendation there, simple majority vote. Councillors, you all did receive the updated copy. Any points of clarification with the updated copy? Moved Councillor Jacob, seconded Councillor Melville. Do I have any against? Motion carried 7-0. Good work, Councillors. Item 11.5, Office of the CEO. Item 11.5.1, 2014, West Australian Local Government Convention and Trade Exhibition and Australian Local Government Association AGM. With the recommendation there, can I have two nominees as proxy voting delegates in case this terrible cold or something happens? Councillor Hunt, I saw you move your arm. Are you happy there?
She blinked. I have to, yes.
Councillor Hunt.
Councillor DeCash blinked as well.
Councillor Cash.
But through the chair, I think somebody else should experience it. I've experienced it for about
just
11 years.
Just as proxies.
Now.
We've
but
already got
nobody
two
else
fully interested. Able I'll, people. We just
I'll,
need...
I'd be happy to, but...
Councillor DeCash. Yes. So in part two there, Councillor Hunt and Councillor DeCash as proxies. And we'll try our very best to be fit and ready to go there. Note, the following elected members will be attending. Please tell me, Councillor Jacob.
Yes, ma'am.
Councillor Cash.
Yes, ma'am.
Councillor Hooper.
No.
Councillor Hunt.
Yes.
You're...
Councillor
sure.
Butts. Should we just
sure.
put you down because...
No, I'll say no because...
Okay.
Yeah, I might have a staff member on leave. So.
Okay. So if you are to attend, we'll need to do
yep.
a new resolution.
Yep.
Councillor Melville.
No, sorry, Madam Mayor.
I'll put Councillor Taylor down if everyone is happy with that. We're not missing anyone else, are we?
I think Councillor Gillingham.
Gillingham, I'll put
yes.
Councillor Gillingham
yeah,
down as well, sorry,
yeah.
Thank you. I totally forgot. So Councillor Taylor and Councillor Gillingham and Mayor Howland. So if that can fill those spots, I require a simple majority vote. Move Councillor DeCash, seconded Councillor Butson. Do I have any against? Motion carried 7-0. All right, item 11.5.2, elected member resignation. With the recommendation there, do I have any points of clarification?
No points, so moved.
Moved Councillor DeCash, seconded Councillor Butson. Do I have any against? Motion carried 7-0. Item 11.5.3, Audit and Finance Committee membership with the recommendation there. I believe, Councillor Melville, you're interested.
I was taking it under advisement at the last meeting,
Work.
Madam Mayor, and I, at this stage, will not take it up if that's all
not.
Right.
Very sad to hear that, Councillor Melville. Are there any other councillors? Councillor Hunt?
Yes, I'll take it up.
All right, Councillor Hunt. Thank you.
So
okay,
moved.
With the addition of Councillor Hunt, move Councillor
seconded.
DeCash, seconded Councillor Jacob. Do I have any against? Motion carried 7-0. Okay, late items as admitted by the presiding member/council. We have 12.1, Port Hedland International Airport Terminal Renovations Contract Variation. We have the recommendation there at the commencement of page one. Do I have any points of clarification?
No points, Madam Mayor, say no.
Moved Councillor Jacob, seconded Councillor Hunt. Do I have any against? Motion carried 7-0. Item 12.2, South Hedland Town Centre Road Modifications. This item has been withdrawn and will be presented at the Special Council meeting on Wednesday, the 4th of June. Item 12.3, Financial Report, inclusive of March Budget Review to Council for period ended 31st of March 2014. Do I have any points of clarification or... as acting presiding member, Councillor Butson, did you want to say anything when this item was considered at the Audit and Finance Committee meeting?
No, ma'am.
Moved Councillor Jacob, seconded Councillor Hunt. Do I have any against? Motion carried 7-0. Item 12.4, Policy Review, Investment Policy. Councillor Butson, as presiding member from the Audit and Finance Committee, do you want to say anything?
No, ma'am.
Do I have any points of clarification? Move Councillor DeCash, seconded Councillor Hooper. Do I have any against? Motion carried 7-0. Item 13, reports of committees. There are nil. Item... And item 12.5. Okay, members of the public, there is an item 12.5. Port Hedland International Airport Security Service Provider and Screening Equipment. I have a recommendation there as of page 1 of that item. Do I have any points of clarification?
No points are moved.
Moved, Councillor Hunt, seconded Councillor Melville. Do I have any against? Motion carried 7-0. Item 13, reports of committees. There are nil. Item 14, motions of which previous notice have been given. There is nil. Item 15, I do have confidential items. I have one for us to consider tonight. Item 15.1, Chief Executive Officer Performance Appraisal. Members of the public, we do need to consider this in confidence. Can I have a mover and seconder to go? Moved, Councillor Jacobs. Seconded, Councillor Hooper. Everyone in favour? Carried 7-0 to move in confidence. Any against? Thank you.
Give these back now, don't we?
With a slight tweak, was passed 7-0, moved by Councillor Hooper, seconded by Councillor DeCash, and carried 7-0. Is that Council 1, adopt the 2014 Annual Performance Appraisal Report. 2, endorse the overall rating of satisfactory for the review period 2013. 3, endorse the commencement of the 2014 appraisal process by 1st of July 2013. 14, sorry, with the appraisal to be completed before September 2014, ordinary council meeting, the interim appraisal to include consideration of the long-term financial plan and all related strategic documents, review of feedback from the CEO's directors, and a sample of the town's key stakeholders to comment on service delivery and organisational performance. 4, endorse the performance criteria and indicators in attachment 1 for the September 2014 appraisal, and 5, initiate a new contract of employment for Mr. Osborne as the Town of Port Hedland's Chief Executive Officer for a period of 5 years, operative from the date of signing by the parties. That was passed 7-0. Okay, item 16, applications for leave of absence. I have Councillor Taylor, 29th of May to the 16th of June and the 1st of July to the 28th of July. Councillor Jacob.
I have from the 19th of July.
19th of July.
Through to about the 27th of July.
27th of July.
And then from the 9th of, from the 7th of August through to the 15th of August.
7th to the 15th of August. Thank you, Councillor Jacob. Councillor DeCash.
Oh, thank you, Madam Mayor. I can't remember saying I was going to go the last time. So.
Councillor Hooper.
Yes, from the 19th of July through to the 22nd of September.
Great, thank you.
Councillor
Hunt. In town.
Good, you're not allowed. Councillor Butson. Good. Councillor Melville.
Yes, Madam Mayor, in case I haven't already stated this one. 23rd of June through to the 1st of July.
Great, thank you. Can I have a mover and seconder? Move, Councillor Cash, seconded Councillor Butson. Do I have any against? Motion carried 7-0. expect lots of postcards, Councillor Hooper.
Yes, that's why I can't be in Welga.
Okay, item 17, closure. The next ordinary council meeting will be held on Wednesday, the 25th of June, 2014, commencing at 5:30 p.m. We have a public agenda briefing being held on Wednesday, the 18th of June, commencing at 3:30. And as we alluded to before, we have a special council meeting set for next Wednesday, Wednesday, the 4th of June, commencing at 5 o'clock. If there's no further business, I'd like to declare this meeting closed at 6:27. Thank you very much, councillors, acting CEO. You've done a sterling job. Governance, well done. And go Queensland. Off we go.